Good evening, everyone. It is March 22nd, 2022. This is a regular assembly meeting for the city and borough of Wrangell, Alaska. Tonight, the Pledge of Allegiance will be led by Assembly Member Gilbert.
Please stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Kim, do you want to grab persons to be heard, please? Section WMC 3.05.040C states that the chair may call to order any person who is breaching the peace or being disorderly by speaking without recognition, engaging in booing or catcalls, speaking vulgarities, name-calling, personal attacks, or engaging in other conduct which is determined by the chair to be disruptive of the meeting. Any person disrupting a meeting of the assembly may be removed or barred from further attendance at the meeting until permission to return or remain is granted by a majority vote of the assembly. So tonight we have Kara Harrison.
Roll call first.
Oh, I'm sorry, let's go with roll call. Yes. I want to get right on to Kara. Where are you? 1 second. We'll get you up here in a second. Let's call the roll, please.
Assembly members David Powell, Morrison.
Here.
Gilbert.
Here.
Ryan Howe.
Here.
DeBoard.
Here.
Dalrymple.
Here.
And I'm here as well. And now we will go on to persons to be heard. Kara, do you want to come on up, please? Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. Hello, Mayor Prasanka and Assembly members. My name is Kiara Harrison, and I'm here as a representative on behalf of the Wrangell High School student government. First off, we'd like to thank you for the hours you volunteer on behalf of our community to make this a great place for us to live and grow up. As students in this community, we would like to encourage the assembly members to support the school, with a local funding contribution above the state minimum requirement and draw the money from local sales tax revenue rather than the Secure Rural Schools Fund. As you can read in our resolution, our district has made many changes to our schools, including downgrading technology and cutting classes through a reduction in the teaching staff in an effort to reduce the school budget. Unfortunately, these changes have had a great impact on our education, and an increase in local contribution could help us tremendously. We are aware that the Wrangell student count has decreased over the last 2 years, but our need to have classes taught that fulfill graduation requirements and prepare us for post-secondary education has remained the same. I'd like to thank you for your time and consideration on this extremely important matter. Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming down tonight. Appreciate it. Okay, amendments to the agenda. Are there any amendments to the agenda tonight? Hearing none, are there any conflicts of interest? Hearing none. Item number 6, consent agenda.
Move to approve consent agenda as submitted.
Second.
Been moved by Gilbert, seconded by Morrison. Any discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Yes, Assembly Members Morrison?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Item number 7, Borough Manager's Report.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, thank you. Just wanted to kind of touch on a few things over the past couple weeks. So Carol and I had a meeting with the commissioner of DNR to discuss the entitlement land for CBW. And I think one of the bigger takeaways, I'm not sure if you see it here or not, but I think one of the bigger takeaways for both of us was that we are allowed to use the land as is, even before we have all the surveys done. So I think the one thing we need to be cautious of is that just stay away from the boundaries. Because there isn't true surveys done, but anything within there, we could use it as if it was the city and borough land.
Does that mean that it could be sold, the lots could be sold on it, even though it's not been patented?
So they can be sold. However, the survey has to be completed for the actual corners.
Okay, of that particular lot.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, so you could actually survey just the sections you want to sell out without doing all of it.
Oh,
so
okay.
You could survey the specific portions you do want to.
Okay.
So get that, you know, so. But that means you can do other things as well. So recreational use, timber, whatever. So that was an interesting conversation to have. So,
but Sunny May does have a survey, correct?
It has a patent.
Yes.
So
has requested the patent, but it could take another 3-4 months before it's approved.
And timber cruise?
Jim, can I get you just to speak up just a bit?
What about timber cruise?
We have. There's been no timber cruise. It's been done on it. So we'd have to. If we're going to do something like that, we'd have to pay to have that done.
Okay. So. Given this new information, Jeff, could we get a plan? Could we have you write out something for us?
Well, so planning and zoning is working on that right now.
Great.
With economic development. So that's something they've already taken up and are actively working.
Good. Excellent. And any time frame for that plan?
Carol?
I will work on it as fast as possible, but I don't have a time frame.
Okay. Thank you.
And I also had a meeting with James Kwan. He's the area court administrator, so for the court system, and just had a conversation with him about our current court and what our plans are with the building. Didn't let him know that we are actively working on it. We want to keep him there, so we're doing everything we can to make sure we have a facility for him that's suitable for him. So, Senator Stedman will be having a hearing in the Finance Committee with DEC on the 301 waivers. Ray Matuszewski coordinated a meeting with Dave Scott, and then also Wrangell, Petersburg, and Ketchikan to discuss the impacts to all our communities so that we can kind of get all of our concerns together, and then that will go before the committee, and then they'll be able to ask those questions to DEC. But yeah, I just really appreciate him going, getting us all together and helping to drive this to get it before the committee. So hopefully we can get some of our concerns answered by DEC on a plan moving forward.
This is the one for the secondary water treatment.
Correct. The 301 waiver is for our, that's actually for, disinfection. That's what I was looking for. So that's for the disinfection, but it depending on what that waiver is, it could mean secondary treatment for us as well. So that's a concern that we have locally, is if it's disinfection is one cost, secondary treatment is another cost.
Yeah.
They're both high.
Right.
And that's for all the communities impacted for this. So it's a bigger picture. And then they also plan on having Anchorage there as well.
Cool.
To testify, because Anchorage is really, that's a really big cost. So,
and totally unfunded.
All of it's unfunded. What they're trying to push right now, and DEC is trying to push, is that they want us to take loans and do it with loans and fund it that way. But our pushback from all the communities and everyone that had that conversation was that, you know, this needs to be a program through DEC, pushing back to EPA to build out a program that's a funded program for all the communities impacted. That's the push. And it's also the zones and a change to the zones, the mixing zones that we currently have, and why now? I think that was a bigger question. Mm-hmm. So, and Sherry Clown will be here from Senator Sullivan's and Senator Murkowski's office, and she'll be in town on March 25th, so we're setting up a meeting with her to kind of go over some of the issues as well. So we'll be doing that. And those are the bigger items that we had.
Any questions for the city manager? Patty?
Well, you've announced for the public the scrap metal effort. Is that ongoing and the status of it?
Correct. It's still going on. So I know Shorty is still collecting metal out there for channel construction. We have worked up, so we worked with the lawyer and also with AP Realty over in Petersburg, because we have made an offer on that property. What we did is we worked up a document that said contingent upon the sale, he is allowed to stay where he's at to continue what he's doing, and then we'll work on a lease if we do end up getting the property contingent on the sale, that we'll work up a lease afterwards
for him
to possibly continue out there. But so he didn't have to pack up everything and move out. He will be able to stay and continue what he's doing.
Yeah, and
except that through the binoculars, I saw that he's got all his heavy equipment loaded on that barge.
Yeah, this was done a couple days ago. So I think he is trying to go and...
Maybe he's got another job.
There's a barge I think he's trying to cut up So I think he is working on that.
Okay. I'm just going to tell you, he's leaving town.
Add that if it would be helpful.
Sure.
I spoke with Shorty yesterday and today, actually, and they are going to be leaving town for a little bit, the majority of his crew, but one staff will be staying here, and beginning April 1st, which is a Friday, they will start collections for scrap metal out at the Old Mill property Fridays and Saturdays, 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. We posted a number that people can contact that person, and I know that they do have some barges that they still plan on dismantling out there right now, so for now, they will be sticking around.
Tom, where did you post that number for? Did you say you posted the number?
On our city Facebook.
On our city Facebook page? Excellent. Thank you. Could we also arrange to get that on our regular web page? Some people don't do Facebook. Yeah. That'd be great. Thanks, Kim. Great. Any other questions for Jeff's report? Awesome. We've been busy. All right. That brings us.
Oh,
go ahead. No,
well, this was an action item I wanted maybe for the next assembly meeting, but. You know, we're gung-ho on maintenance for this summer, and could you put together a list of maintenance projects that the assembly and the public could look forward to seeing implemented this summer? And I'm especially concerned that I want materials to be here. For instance, I haven't driven by City Park, but is the fire pit up and running? That's not been repaired. So I would love to see a list of things that you have in the hopper, and even repair of pumps and things of that sort. And especially I want it before we go through the budget process, because I want everybody to be kind of cued into, do we need to pour more money into this department to make sure that's done correctly?
We can definitely do that, and that's what we're working on now.
Okay.
There are some things that we're waiting on funding for. So for City Park, it's whether we get some of the recovery money. So we're working on that as well.
Okay.
We had a meeting last week where we kind of went through to try to figure out exactly what paperwork. So they gave us the exact forms we need to fill out that we have to transfer our current statement or the items that we did have listed as part of the windstorm into the format they want. So we'll be sending that over the next week to get that back to them for the windstorm recovery. So that'll help with that. And then some of the other things are built into our budget as well. So it's like, it'll, as we go through the budget, those project lists will be in there as far as what the assembly would like to fund for the projects. And then one thing we already have on the list is the swimming pool that's already been funded. So we'll be working on that for sure. And then the other ones will be on the budget as far as what the assembly wants to fund.
I just want planning forward so that we don't miss a whole construction season because we're missing, you know, things coming on the barge and we don't have the right materials. Okay, good.
As long as it doesn't rain all summer. When you do the swimming pool, are you also going to do the fascia on the high school?
The plan right now is just the swimming pool.
Okay. That's going
to
need paint before long. That's just my opinion.
Right. A lot of work in most of our buildings on the exterior.
I know.
And how about the public safety building while you're at the pool?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else for the city manager? All right. Kim, you're up with your borough manager's file.
Just a couple things other than what's in my report. First of all, there is a vacancy on Parks and Rec Board. So if you're interested, anybody in the public, I'm serving on that board. Just let me know, drop me a line. That's all I need. I don't need a big report or letter. That vacancy will expire 2022. And then I'm hoping that the appointment can be made at the next assembly meeting. I didn't put it on this one because I haven't been advertising long. So we will be closed on Monday, the 28th, all city facilities for Stewart's Day. And then also with regard to the looking at bringing our borough attorney to come and do some training for the planning and zoning, as well as all of our other boards and commissions. That includes the school and even the students, if you'd like to come, that'd be great, for Open Meetings Act and parliamentary training. So we're looking at possibly, the assembly has a BOE meeting on the 9th of May, and then there's an assembly meeting on the 10th, and I'm looking at May 11th. And then on the 12th, he would be doing the PNZ training. So we were looking at doing it around there so that he could attend the assembly meeting. I know it's kind of like killing two birds with one stone, but I don't know how the assembly feels about that. And the OMA training, it's parliamentary training. I mean, we can all use a touch-up, but it's not mandatory, but it's definitely useful.
And we're getting that out to the community in general for
yes,
the board.
Once I have those dates firmed up, I think that's kind of what we're looking for. Carol left. She's only heard back from one of her commissioners, and the commissioners need that guidance.
And
so.
Steve's port group and...
They can definitely attend the meeting.
Student council, everybody.
Definitely.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
So once I have that firmed up, I'll send out the public notice and I'll send it to all of the people that are in charge of all the boards and commissions.
That'd be great.
Letting them know.
It's excellent training, and I think you always learn something every time you go that you didn't know. So, excellent. Any questions for the clerk? Thank you, Kim.
Thanks.
All right. Mayor and Assembly business. Any reports from the Assembly?
Mayor?
Yes.
I have some proposals that I want on the, I guess it would be April 12th.
Please go ahead.
Meeting. Number one, I want an action item on the April 12th agenda to authorize the purchase and installation of a columbarium. I'd like to move that forward. I want it to be an assembly-approved...
Have a quote in process.
God,
I know.
Good.
I'm excited.
A couple of years, 10 years ago, it was $50,000. So I may not even want to know what the quote is. Yeah. Okay. The second thing I want, I'm being proactive.
You've got a lot of needs tonight.
I know. I'm being proactive. The second thing I want is an action item on the same agenda, April 12th. To approve a strategy and timeline for the creation of additional cemetery space. I want to get that moving. Okay, and I can give this to you. I've got it all written out. Okay, and then number three, I desperately want to issue an invitation to our state lobbyist or Senator Stedman just to check in with us at the beginning of our April 12 meeting. And I'd like to reintroduce our projects and our priorities to one of those gentlemen and see what kinds of contributions or assistance the state could provide. And I think it's important, we get reports from our borough manager, Jeff Good, but I think it's good for the public to hear from our representatives, and I really wish we could have this kind of being an ongoing invitation. Let's cycle them through instead of having them just visit us during election
years.
Because, you know, quite frankly, if that's the only time they come, they're tardy. So I'd like to have those three items. Good. Okay.
Thank you, Patty. I'd like to just speak quickly about the passing of Representative Don Young. Representative Young has come many times to our community through the years, and he's always been a kick when he's here. He was a larger-than-life character. Personally, I had the chance to visit him in Washington, D.C. when I went to testify a few years ago, and I had a chance to sit down in his office with him and speak to him, and I had a good hour and a half with the man, and it was really quite interesting to be able to sit with him in his office. And I mean, the office is just filled with every critter you can imagine. You felt like all eyes were on you. And just to listen to his stories, and you know, what a storied career. He was the dean of the house there, and he truly a very storied career. So it was very sad to hear of his passing, and Alaska is truly going to miss him. And so it was very sad. So there, the assembly has a card that we'll be sending off to his family. And, you know, it, many times public figures, we feel ownership of that person, but there's a family that's grieving right now. So his wife was just a delightful, delightful lady. Really nice. Traveled with him everywhere. And so very sad for his family and very sad for Alaska.
Well, and he knew Wrangell.
He did.
He loved Wrangell. He knew more history than I did. And he was good to Wrangell.
He was, and he knew his voting numbers in Wrangell.
I know. Yes,
he
did.
He told me his voting numbers every time I talked to him. I know what I'm getting in Wrangell.
Well, and the other thing, I think that you have to make a difference between a politician and a statesman.
Yeah.
And there aren't too many statesmen anymore, or stateswomen. So that's something that he did exemplify. But you know, 88 years doing what he liked, doing what he loved.
Yeah.
That's a good long run.
That is a good run. No.
He earned the clout.
He did.
He attained.
Yes, he attained.
The second thing I just wanted to speak about quickly for the community is the mill property. I had a call today from the radio station, and I've had some people stop me on the street, and there seems to be a bit of confusion about the mill property, and I want to clarify a couple things. Number one, we don't own it yet. We have an earnest agreement, and we've made terms with the owner of the mill property, but we don't own it yet. We have not kicked anybody off anywhere. We have not told anybody they cannot do anything. We have not dictated what businesses will take place and what business will not take place, and we have not determined the future of the mill property. There is no grand scheme or plan, and we're not conniving to do anything. We are just right now negotiating to take over that property, hopefully in the near future. I think there's a lot of speculation on social media. I have to admit, I haven't read any of it, but I've had people flocking to tell me what about it. But if somebody has a great idea that they now feel that we have scuttled by putting in an earnest agreement, come talk to the city. Don't go to Facebook and tell how we've ruined your plans. Because quite frankly, we're not setting up an ice arena there or looking for an NHL franchise, although that would be cool, don't get me wrong. We would love for you to come and tell us about your great plan and let us help you try to figure that out, because that's what we're looking for. We're looking for enterprise. We want to get control of that property so we can attract business and grow that area. We don't want to be in the ownership business. If somebody walked in tomorrow with a great industry and said, hey, we need that property, we would be selling that property if we owned it. So please stop speculating. And if you have an idea, come talk to our city manager. People already are. So I just want to say, we don't own it. We haven't kicked anybody off. As a matter of fact, Shorty's scrap metal business, we're thrilled he's there. What a great public service he's been providing, and we'll continue to work with him to make sure he can move forward. So we can hopefully get this thing across the finish line. And the other thing is that I'll just say, we've been trying to buy that property, I don't know, 7-8 years, maybe even longer. So this isn't something that just popped up. It's been something that's been in the works for quite a while. So we'll hopefully have more news as we move forward. Any other reports or comments from the assembly? Great. We got a bunch of public hearings to get through. I'm really happy to see the students are all still here. This is what it looks like. You know, this is where the real and our intrepid reporter. Moving right along. All right. We are on to public hearing. This is resolution number 03-221672 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, authorizing the conveyance of public lands portion of the Peninsula Street right-of-way as a replat per Brown replat zone single-family residential to David and Lila Brown. And I will declare this public hearing open. and ask for any reports from city manager. Am I on the right public hearing?
No.
And where am I?
You want it to be 11A.
You want 11A.
Where am I at?
Yeah,
right here.
Here, hon.
Hang on. Is it going to get a move down to my public hearings?
You can.
Oh, okay. Resolution number 03-22-1674. Assembly of the City Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the fee and rate schedule for Wrangell Port and Harbor Department and implementing the structure for increasing fee rates. All right, I'll declare the public hearing open and I'll ask if there's an administrative report.
Yeah, so again, so between the next two, kind of what we're looking at doing is pulling the rates and fee schedule out of ordinance and putting them into a rates and fees schedule. This one here, I think this one increases the rates here. So checking with all of, whenever we had our actual study done for what our rates were compared to a lot of the other municipalities, as we did the report last time and did the briefing, our rates and fees were well below the average of all of the other ports and harbors that we had. And also taking into account what we have to have for capitalized costs for maintenance in the future, realize we had to raise some of those rates. So that's what this does.
Okay. Is there anybody that wants to be heard on this matter in the audience tonight? Hearing none, I'll close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Move to approve resolution number 03-22-1674.
It's been moved. Do you have a second?
Second.
Moved by Gilbert, seconded by Morrison. Any discussion?
I just have
a question. Yep, go ahead, Ann.
When does this take effect?
July 1st.
July 1st. Okay, so it's on a fiscal year. Okay, thanks.
Any other questions?
It's a gradual increase of 2% per year, correct? From 2022 to 2026. And I really commend the Port Commission for doing this gradual increase. They've been doing other increases, if my memory serves me, prior to this, correct?
Yes.
And they were also gradual. So I wish we had acted sooner. I commend them for doing it the right way.
My only fear is that we're not keeping up with our maintenance and depreciation is my only fear. But we'll maybe address that on the next one. Any other questions? Hearing none, please call the roll, Kim.
Yes, Assembly Members Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
And Mayor
Persaud? Yes. Ordinance number 1020 of the Assembly City Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending certain sections of Chapter 15.04, Water, and establishing a new process for fees and rates by removing the fees and rates from Wrangell Municipal Code and adding them to fee and rate schedule. This is a public hearing. I'll declare the public hearing open, and I'll ask for an administrative report.
So this is what we're trying to do with most of the fees that we have currently in the ordinance, because anytime a change is made, we have to go republish that ordinance to be able to change anything. So what this does, it basically pulls it out of our ordinance, puts it in a rate and fee schedule so that we can actually change it without having to incur all the cost to be able to do that.
Excellent. Thank you. Anybody in the audience want to comment on this item? Hearing none, I'll declare the public hearing closed and entertain a motion.
Move for adoption of ordinance number 1020.
Been moved by Morrison. Do we have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Gilbert. Any discussion? Hearing none, please call the roll, Kim.
Yes, Assembly Members Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor
Yes. Resolution number 03-22-1675, the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, creating the fee and rate schedule for the Wrangell Water Department and implementing the structure for increasing fees and rates. This is a public hearing, and I'll declare it open. Is there an administrative report on this, Jeff?
Yes. So this one here, again, as we go through and look at what we have for our water costs moving forward, we know we need to increase our fees associated with that, our rates and fees, to account for the water treatment plant that we're going to have. So Based on kind of where we need to get to for that, we're looking at more of a gradual increase over time to be able to get to that point. There is a, and I forget, do you have the numbers in front of you, Mason, as far as what
the
numbers were?
Yeah, so it's a 21% increase on the first year, and then it goes to 5, 3, 2, 2, and thereafter. So this is, of course, to cover the interim financing on the DEC loan of $3.2 million. Initially, when I penciled this out, it was a 40-year term, semi-annual, but it's actually a 20-year term, annual. So that changes the paradigm a little bit. So overall, this will cover...
I'm sorry, Mason, you've gone on too long. I got to get you to come up to the
mic. Yeah.
And you got to repeat everything you said. You
kind of dodged that.
You went over my limit.
All right. So
start over.
Yeah, this covers the interim financing for the DEC loan for the water treatment plant. It's a $3.2 million loan at 1.5% interest, 20 years, annual payments. So this rate schedule gets us there on a timely basis without being at a deficit on the front end and having to recoup the cost later. If we were to smooth this out over time, we'd be at a deficit on the front end and we would have to recoup those at a later date. So it's an option. It's just, this is the best path forward to meet that obligation of financing.
And again, so it's 21%, 5%, 3%, 2%, and 2% over the next 5 years.
So our parameters were initially, we thought on our DEC loan we were going to be at 40. We're down to 20 because of the amortization on the plant. Was not over 40, it's now down to 20. Is that what I'm hearing?
That's correct, yep.
So 20-year term at 1.5% interest.
So they're claiming our amortization is out at 20, not 40.
Correct, yep.
Okay, so that changes. So when we... And I'm not trying to be contentious. My only question is, when we approved this program, we approved it on an amortization of 40 years. Do we have to go back and revisit that now? Because we've, somewhere along the line, that amortization got changed to 20. And so I'm just wondering, because in our resolution, we would have said 40. And that's a big difference. And the big difference is that the amortization schedule means that that plant needs to now be replaced. We're saying the effective lifespan of that is, we said initially the effective lifespan of the plant is 40. We're now saying the effective lifespan of that plant is 20.
So just a distinction on that. So the loan terms are 20 years. So the loan is amortized over 20 years. The life expectancy of the plant, I'm unsure of. Amber and Jeff might be able to speak to that, but probably like 40 years.
Okay.
Based off of, because our last water treatment plant was 40 years.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, I think it was the life expectancy amortization that was 40. I don't think that was the loan. I thought that was 25.
No, the loan I modeled out at 40 years, but it's actually a 28. There's two separate things we're talking about.
No, okay. So I guess I just want to make sure, and I'm not trying to scuttle anything, just don't want to get us into a pickle because we voted on this program going at 40.
Mm-hmm.
You've come back to us now and said, no, actually it's 20. What we approved was 40. Do we need to revisit, and maybe our parliamentarian needs to answer that question, do we need to have a rewrite of that resolution so that we say 20, not 40?
I'll take a look. I don't remember us. I thought we just did the total cost of what it was going to be and then what our portion of that would be whenever we did it, but we can go back and verify as far as what, and if we need to change anything, we can come back and change that portion of it. But I believe it was just an approval for the total, like our portion of the total cost.
So our portion of the total cost, what?
3.821.
What was the change between the old versus the new? Because we are, was there a change? Was there a net change between the two?
In the financing terms?
Yeah.
Yeah, so shifting from 40 years semi-annual to 20 years annual, it would require a 27% increase in real terms, not nominal terms, which of course doesn't account for inflation. So 27%, if you add up all of our rate increases across the board, Patty, what did it get us to?
36.15.
Yep, and then 5 years of inflation at 2%, you're right there at 26, 27%. So.
Okay.